And welcome to Brown Girl Table Talk. I'm your host, Erica L. What's up, what's up, what's up? Today's podcast is brought to you by Diamond Life Creations. Diamond Life Creations is your one-stop shop for that custom-made arm candy. I'm talking about beaded bracelets that will accessorize any outfit. Follow Diamond Life Creations on Instagram or email diamondlife_creations@gmail.com. Go to her Instagram page and check out Diamond Life Creations.
Relationships would have a better outcome if people were to shy away from them. I think, like you said, text messaging as you go along, maybe say like you're at work and like you say, you just want to shoot that quick message saying, hey, I hope you're having a great day or something like that.
Right.
I think that's what text messaging is for. Text messaging is almost like a beeper. You remember the beeper?
Right, you know? Yes, I remember.
I'm on my way, you know?
But
to like have a relationship through text messaging.
and the kids nowadays, they don't even want to talk on the phone. Because I have my son, you know, he'd rather text than talk and communicate. And I have to remind him all the time, son, I'm too old for this, you know, to be texting back and forth. Call me.
Right.
You know, but oftentimes I find myself texting him. You know, it'll be in the same house. And, you know, he's in his room, but I'm in my room, and we're texting each other back and forth. You know, so.
Yeah.
But then I do try to have that boundary, but especially when we're at the dinner table. No phone at the dinner table, because it does take away the communication and the enjoyment that you're supposed to have with your family. That is, to me, that seems like it's disappearing now, because if you notice when you go out to a restaurant, everybody's looking down at their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's really talking.
Yep, you're right about
everybody's,
that.
Everybody's, you know, on social media seeing what's going on. And I have to, you know, tell the kids, hey, you know, put your phone down. You know, let's have a decent conversation, which a lot of times they don't know how to.
Right.
They don't know how to have decent conversation or vocabulary. okay, well, how's your day? Because that's how I was raised, you know, sitting down at the dinner table and our parents asking us, well, how was your day today? You know, how are you feeling? How are you doing mentally, you know, physically? Nowadays, it's okay, well, I'm bringing my phone to the table, you know, and I'm like, okay, no, I'm going to put the phone. And then they get upset and mad, you know?
And they get an attitude like, oh, well, why are you asking me to put my phone down? Even we as adults, we can't go anywhere or do anything without the cell phone. And I am somewhat guilty of it as well. I think sometimes even when I'm at work, I have I purposely turn my phone face down. And if I do pick it up, it's because I feel it vibrating or something. And I feel like I have to answer the call or something. But for the most part, I get exactly what you're saying. Like, you're like, okay, this is too much. And I try to, set boundaries, too, with the children. And sometimes I'll say, I'll call. I could be in the house, and I'll call. Yeah, that's just so fun.
I just think that, you know, once technology came about, overwhelming now. You know, you can't do without. Down here in Georgia, we have the hands-free, and still see a lot of people that are obeying the law, you know, because, you know, you're so used to the phone and you think you're going to miss something. You know, my thing is, something happen to your phone, and oh my goodness, you got to go run out and get another phone right then and there.
Right. And then you lose all your contacts because I don't remember anybody's phone number anymore. I found myself dealing with that.
Because remember, all before, when we didn't have these cell phones, you had to remember people's phone numbers. So it kept your memory sharp.
Right.
Because you had to, you know, go to the rotary dial, you know.
Right.
You remember, either you would jot it down on a piece of paper, somebody's phone number, put it on your refrigerator. Nowadays,
so I think, overall, technology now is like taking over the typical relationship. Like, I don't even see how people can form relationships without, having some kind of technology involved. Whether you FaceTiming, or like you said, just texting. And that's a red flag for me. If I meet somebody and they just start out texting. Like, I've heard a lot of my girlfriends say, oh, he not texting me back. I texted him 2 days ago. I haven't heard from him. Now, that's crazy. Like, it's no way in the world somebody said, oh, I didn't get your text message. I think that's flat out rude.
Right.
Flat out rude. And then some people will get offended, too, when you call me, why you call me, why you can't text me.
And I think it's those individuals that don't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
Since you don't want to be bothered, you know, then I'm just going to leave you alone. And I think what you have to do is you have to set standards right up front when you meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know, hey, I don't mind texting every now and then, hey, good morning, you know, or, you know, maybe in the middle of the day, going good, but to have a full conversation as opposed to me seeing you, no.
Yeah. I think it's unfair. I mean, some people I've heard, they say don't really care about text messaging. Me, I do. Like, I would prefer you text me and say good morning or whatever and talk to you later on today versus you texting me. Because I had a situation come up a few weeks ago where I sent someone a text message, and it was late in the evening, and when I got a response from the person, it was later on the next day, when I was expecting a response quicker than that. So come to find out, the person didn't respond to me until later that day because they were kind of upset by the previous text message I sent. And I had to literally say, hold up a second. Don't text me your frustration. Don't put all your negativity on me. Let me pick up the phone and give you a call. So once I picked up the phone and called that person and was like, hey, you know, what's going on? You know, you said you was offended by my text message when I, you know, perceived the text message as not being offensive. And so once me and that person finished talking through it, come to find out, like, it was like their perception of how they were feeling about the text message. It wasn't like, you know, that's how things could kick off wrong. Like you said, if you wanted to form a relationship with someone or you're trying to get to know them, then that's an automatic misread. If that person didn't know me or I didn't know them, then they would have just assumed that I was being rude and I'm a rude person. Yeah. Yeah, so.
And that happens a lot.
Even with my family, I call my family. Like, I might send a quick text message to my sister, like, hey, I'll call you right back. I'm in a meeting or something like that. Or she might text me and say, hey, check this out real quick. But even to just have a daily communication with her, I'm going to pick up the phone and call her. Very seldom I'm going to text her, you know. The text is, like you said, just a generalized thing. Like, it's almost like a beeper, you know. I'm thinking, okay, it's a beeper. So that's the way I look at it, but a lot of people don't look at it that way. And
I don't know, I think, and then too, you can look at it a different way, a different angle, as far as if you texting somebody constantly, that means that person really is not into you, or really doesn't really want to be bothered with you.
Mm.
Just
not into me, because if you were interested and into me, and if your form of communication was texting, then you're going to be on it, and your form of communication is going to turn into more so of a phone conversation, from a phone conversation to a face-to-face. And that's another thing, like, if I call you and leave you a voicemail, please call me back. You know, even with, like, doctor's offices and things of that nature, you know, if I call you, apparently it's for a reason. And if I leave a voice message, that's even more important. And then I've heard so many different times where people say, oh, I called you, and I'm like, I didn't get your message, or I didn't see the missed call. And one time I shared with someone, I said, if you ever call me and I don't answer the phone, I would prefer you leave me a voicemail or even text me. That's where you go to the text and say, hey, you know, I just called, because you never know, like, someone's phone could be off or something like that. And I think that's where the voicemail comes in, because if your phone is off, you want to get voicemail.
Right, yeah. And I know I am guilty of that. I don't check my voicemail at all. Mm-hmm. I prefer you.
Have you ever, like, regret not checking your voicemail? Like, you check it and you miss a call?
Yes. Yeah, but I guess what? I still don't check my voicemail.
Yeah, yeah. that's an underlying statement when you text somebody. And this is another thing that I hate about text messaging. Like, you can text somebody, you all have a good dialogue going back and forth. You send a message, you know, your next message, and then they don't respond. Like, they drop off the face of the earth. If it's getting back on the dating scene again, it's going to be hard for me because I'm going to be checking people. I'm going to be like, look, I texted you the other day and we were talking and you ain't texting me back. What was that all about? You got somebody else or? And it's not due
to most of the time, yes, because while they're texting you, they're texting other, you know, females too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's another thing too with technology being so advanced. You know, I could be talking to you now on the phone and texting somebody else.
Yeah.
And then texting another person.
Yeah.
So,
you're right.
So getting back on the scene is, you know, watching those red flags.
Yeah.
When you call somebody and then they want to send out a text, you know, to you, or you talking to somebody or texting somebody, you know, and it's maybe 9 o'clock in the evening and they want to, you know, text. Well, they'll say, well, text me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to text you. I'm going to talk to you. Well, why you can't talk? You know?
Right. Yeah, and I think, like you said, at the end of the day, the communication is so important. If you put it out there up front and say, look, I work from 9 to 5, so if you're going to call me between, it's not good to call me between 9 and 5, but you can definitely shoot me a text message. And then I'm available to talk between 8 and 10 at night.
Right.
You know, and putting that expectation out there up front and saying, hey, I'm more of talking to you over the phone. Text messages are an alternative to communication. And I think that's what people don't realize, that now text messaging is not an alternative. It's like the first thing they go to. Like, even sometimes, yeah, like even if you're meeting someone, like I've been at several business meetings and, you know, people are touching phones because, you know, if you have a iPhone, you can touch the other iPhone and communicate and stuff like that. I've seen that in business meetings, or someone to take a picture of someone's business card and text the person or the business card. I've had that too, as far as networking. Believe it or not, I've made digital business cards, and this digital business cards is literally a text message, is a picture of a business card with your information on it. So I think in those aspects, I guess it's okay. But once I get to know that business partner and we're discussing business, they're going to want to talk to me face to face or over the phone or WebEx or what have you. So I kind of think it's like a job. You're not going to text somebody and say, hey, are you interested in interviewing? I wonder if anybody ever got a text message that said, are you interested in this position? A text message.
I don't know, because nowadays, with my niece, you know, she was working and her supervisor would Facebook her.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, well, why is she not calling you? Why is she, you know, going on Facebook and communicating with you? What is it, Instagram? Or
mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the instant message, you know?
Yeah.
You on Facebook. I said, because my thing is, who's to say when you're on it?
Right. I've missed several messages before from Facebook because I'm not on it all the time. Some people can go in a little stalking mode and on the text messages too, like kind of turn into a stalker almost. Like, where you at? What you doing? You know, you go to bed to a text message, you wake up to a text message.
Why are you not picking up your phone?
Right.
Because I'm asleep.
Right. Okay. Maybe you need need to go to sleep too. That's funny.
But I don't know, it's not even an age thing, because people my age, they text, you know, whole literally travel conversation. So you can say it's a young thing. Mm-hmm. So it's the everybody thing now.
Right.
On social media.
And that's
so try to go without your phone for a whole day and see what happens. You know?
I know I did a fast from social media, and I felt liberated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I had conquered, you know, the world, because, you know, unfortunately, things are so surrounded by social media. I know.
Sometimes we do really do need that. We
yeah.
need to detox from our phones or social media at times. Not saying every day, but from time to time, you know, getting rid of all that junk from our brains and our what we don't see,
mm-hmm.
what's going into us.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you wonder why you in such, you know, different moods all the time, because, you know,
yeah.
what you're on and what you're listening to.
Yeah, and what you're putting into your atmosphere. That can be, you know, in so many different levels. And you know what, texting too, as far as with social media, say I post something, and this has happened several times, where I post something, and it could be just a generalized post, and before you know it, people read in between the lines, assuming, making assumptions, reading it based off of their perception, and you end up unfriending that person or having to check somebody because you're it's a text, it's a message, you know.
Right.
You know. And they misconstrued it. Oh, like, oh, she got a sad face, so she must be depressed. And then
right.
too, like you said, people might text a happy face, but are they really happy? That's a whole nother story for another day.
Right, yeah. Now that you even got the older generation
yeah.
to it now. You know, the texting, the dad, you know, it's so funny. You know, he's up in age, and
mm-hmm.
we got him texting every now and then, but it's so funny because
uh-huh.
when he says a text, he had to say, oh, bless his heart. Yeah, he tried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom, she just started sending me emojis too, like little
yeah.
hearts. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, mom.
But then we really do need to think about far as social media texting, because especially in the workplace, when these young children or the young generation are texting, and it carries over into the professional atmosphere, the professional, with them getting a job, with them writing letters,
mm-hmm.
with them sending emails,
mm-hmm.
When they send emails and write letters, they actually, they be texted. It's like they're
right.
texting.
Instead of saying, why owe you, they sending you a big letter U.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And it's so many different aspects. And I think to me personally as a mother, having a teenager, I always, you know, tell them, put that phone down, you know, communicate, you know, don't be afraid to advocate and speak for yourself. That's what your mouth is for. That's what your
right,
mouth
yeah.
is for.
Yeah.
You gotta open
and
it up and talk.
Up. And then we use it as a pacifier.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. We use it as a pacifier to pacify our children when we don't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
We give them the phone, we give them the laptop, we give them the iPad, we give them, whatever, you know, electronics, just to keep them quiet and keep
mm-hmm.
them busy, because, you know, we don't want to spend the time of maybe taking them to the library and them getting books, or taking
right.
time out, taking them to the park, or teaching them, you know, our young women and young men getting into the kitchen and cooking
mm-hmm.
and baking, you know, how to keep a house clean and all that. We don't
to that, especially if I have something like pressing to do. As far as with Miles, I'm guilty of that. I mean, but then also too, the good news is that when I say, okay, we putting the electronics away, we got X, Y, and Z to do. As long as I have an agenda, then that's a different story. Then he's not going to be so much engaged. And then at the end of all the different things we have to do for the day or whatever, then he'll be like, okay, we cannot get the iPad. Because we've already done everything we need to do for that day. Now, if I plan out accordingly, then I don't have to worry about that aspect. And he likes to talk on the phone. He'll talk to his dad on the phone. He'll leave voicemails. He'll call my parents. He likes to talk on the phone. So that's good. And it's important, like you said, getting over that. You know, and I guess it's all about having a balance. Having that balance.
Because when is the last time, and I'm guilty of it, and I keep saying I'm going to get back into reading my books. A good book, as opposed to, constantly on YouTube or, Facebook and the other social media, Instagram,
in time, and it's definitely tips and things that we should just adhere more to, like you said, putting the phone down and explain it to someone up front. I would prefer you call me versus texting, those types of things. I think those are just like tips that just we should try to focus, key in and focus on from time to time.
So my question is, how does the other countries compare to our children?
As far as the electronics,
As far as the electronics, our children, in the United States, not just the children, it's the people also too. As far as getting, the latest phones each and every year, it's the same phone. It's just that it's a different number.
They improved the camera.
Or they might have improved the speaker, or they might have, this glitch is not, doing anything anymore or something. It's always one thing, and then now you are up to the iPhone 10 now. So next year it's gonna be the 11, and they probably already have that out.
Right. Well, I think I'm stopping at the 10. I won't be getting 11, 12, 13, 14, or 15. I'm going to wear this 10 out.
Perfect 10. $1,000 for a phone that our children are
just texting on.
Right, it's getting the business. $1,000. You know what you can do with that $1,000?
Gotta be one of them knockdown, drag out kind of situations.
Yeah, and even then, I only want to get another one. Right. I'm like, okay, $500, even $200 to me is a lot.
And what? Now that I'm sitting here thinking and you saying that, literally, most people have text message, and it's essential in a phone. Unlimited text message, that's one of the first things that came out with, the better plan. I only can send 500 text messages, so I only can send, then before you know it, Verizon or Sprint came out with unlimited text messaging and voice calls.
T-Mobile came out first, and then everybody else came behind them.
Right.
Because Verizon, matter of fact, all of the companies, after 8 was free, after 8 p.m. was free, from 8 to 6 or 8 to 7 a.m.
So as we close, I want everybody to think about, like, the next time they pick up their phone and text somebody, is this text message more so just a quick form of communication, or should I be texting this long, drawn-out text message? Should I just pick up the phone, dial the number, and call the person? And if you do pick up the phone and call the person, and you don't get the response that you're looking for, then maybe this is a person that doesn't have your best interest at heart. I don't know. I don't want to take it that far, but, you know, just take it into consideration the next time you have a conversation with somebody and figure out, like, is this a text message worth sending or not sending? I do thank you all for listening. And I would love to hear your feedback. You can definitely, if you download the app Anchor, you can definitely tap in. You can always leave comments, questions. As I post these podcasts, links to Facebook and Instagram, and after you listen to the podcast, you know, hit me up, leave a message. You know, maybe we can get in a more deeper conversation. Maybe we can even go live and really go in on this situation, because text messaging is the way of the world today. You get text messages from your doctors reminding you of your doctor's appointment, which I like, actually. But, you know, just something to think about. You know, sometimes is it more important and more meaningful to pick up the phone and actually talk to that person versus text messaging? So thanks you guys for listening, and take care.